if you choose a committed intimacy, it is important to understand that the woman you choose does not want to be number one in your life. She may, of course, want to be the most important human in your life, but she does not want to be the most important anything in your life. She knows that one day she will die. She knows that the relationship may or may not last. She knows that if you hide your deepest purpose, or if you curtail your deepest life impulse in order to please her, in order to make her feel like she's number one in life, you will also resent her because you will have given up your deepest impulse to make her feel like she's the only reason that you're alive. There's a big difference between her being the light of your life, the inspiration of your heart, the source of your heart arousal, the way your soul connects to the world and is attracted into the world. There's a difference between a woman offering you those blessings and a woman who you cannot live without. If you cannot live without her, if you are dependent on her, if you can only continue when she's giving you love and you collapse when she does not, if you could only continue giving your gift while she's in your life and you will cease giving your gift if she is not in your life, she can feel that weakness in you. She doesn't want you to require her to be a certain way in order for you to give your gift. She doesn't want you to require her to be in your life or else you can't go on. She doesn't want a little baby that's dependent on her. She wants a man who is fully giving his gift to the world and to her and embraces her in his giving, embraces her completely in his chosen purpose. She is part of his purpose, but she is not all of it. She doesn't want to be smothered by his need for her to be there and for her to be a certain way. In fact, she doesn't want him to depend on her at all. She wants to feel a free man, a man who loves her, a man who chooses her above all other feminine sources, a man who chooses her as the treasure of his life that brings light to his entire life, but who would continue giving his gift completely, even if she disappeared tomorrow. A man who is happy with her and happy without her, but chooses her forcefully, passionately, but equally forcefully and passionately, can continue giving their gift to the world with or without her. Such a man she can trust. She can trust his heart isn't bending to her needs, but rather offering his love without curtail. He is not holding back in order to keep her with him. He's not holding back in order not to scare her away. He's a living gift, embracing her, feeling her, loving her, knowing her deepest heart. And yet, if she leaves, he can continue fully. If she dies, his heart will grieve. His heart will ache. For days or months or years, his heart may feel intense pain and suffering and hurt. But in the midst of that intense pain and suffering and hurt, he still has full access to the source of his being, to the love that moves his life, with her or without her, and she can trust that in him. So don't make her the only thing in your life, or the most important thing in your life. Embrace her as the human you choose to live with most intimately. Embrace her as the treasure, the gold in your life that shines and gives you the value of life itself. The attractive force that when you wake up in the morning makes you happy to be alive as you see her sleeping next to you. At the dinner table when she smiles and your heart expands. When she looks into your eyes and through all your busyness and your goals and tensions, in her eyes you feel a depth of devotion that awes you, that brings you to your knees so that you too can worship the divine, because you can feel the devotion she has to love in her eyes. Ultimately, when a woman feels your heart, she wants to feel the heart of God. At your depth, she wants to feel the depth of God. She wants to feel divinity itself motivating your life and motivating your desire to be with her. She wants to feel loved and taken by God when she is loved and taken by you. Therefore, God, or the divine, or the deepest impulse of your heart, is what is most important to both you and her. She doesn't want to be the only thing in your life. And so, if you continue to come after her, if you meet a woman and you continue to want to be with her, even though she is not feeling your purpose in your heart, even though she is not feeling the divine in your heart, and you still come after her, you are basically saying, well, I live on superficial desires. Sure, I want you. You're very beautiful and sweet. I would love to be with you. I'm lost in my life. I don't know where I'm going. You won't feel God in my heart. You won't feel my deepest impulse in my heart. You'll feel my superficial desires. But that should be good enough. Such a woman will not choose you. She won't want to choose you because she only feels you wanting her instead of feeling your love for God, your love for allowing God's will to come through your life, your commitment to bringing love and light to the world, and her being part of that. She doesn't want to be the only thing in your life. She doesn't want to be number one in your life. And therefore, choose to be with a partner who chooses to be with you. If you continue to run after a woman and dissociate from your deepest source, your deepest purpose, she will feel your own detachment, your own disconnect from your heart, from the divine. So she will not feel the divine embracing her when you embrace her. And yet that is her deepest desire. Her deepest desire is to feel the inexpressible divine. It's beyond words. It's that which is living all of us. It's the motivation at every heart. She wants to feel taken by that immense force of being, by that infinite, eternal openness. She wants to feel pressed down by the infinite mass of being that is masculine divinity. She wants to feel pinned by that, taken by that, smushed by that, weighted down by that. She doesn't want to feel pushed and weighted down by your superficial desires. And so, there comes a point in your pursuit of a woman when you must evidence your deepest desire. It is not her. So this isn't a matter of playing hard to get. But it is a matter of simply demonstrating your deepest commitment. I love you, but I love God more than chasing after you. So if you want to be with me, I am here. I love you, and I will commit myself to being with you and serving you in the name of God as an expression of our deepest love. I will give you all of that, and I will want from you all of that. But if that's not what you're interested in, I have no interest in you. That is what she wants from you. She wants your deepest desire, which may include her. But if you chase after her when she is not feeling your deepest purpose, when she is not feeling the divine in your heart, then you're simply imposing your superficial desires on her rather than offering her the gift of your divinity, through your heart and body. So not only does she not want to be the only thing in your life, she also doesn't want to feel that she's more important to you than God is. She doesn't want to feel that you will ignore your heart's impulse. She doesn't want to feel that you will stop searching for your deepest expression of love because you've become so infatuated with chasing after her. She wants to know you love her. She wants to know you deeply desire her. She wants to know you want to ravish her, take her, open her, reach into the deepest caverns of her heart and bloom them open in ways she's never even felt before. But you can only do that if she trusts you enough to open with you. And she'll only trust you enough to open with you if she feels that you love God and you love her as part of your divine love.